Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Pella Career Academy has launched. Let's go in-depth with Lowell Ernst, Director of Instruction for the Pella Community Schools. So, Lowell, how did the open house for the Career Academy go the other night?
It was very exciting to see all the people come, some just out of curiosity, some because they were looking to see what they might be able to take there. It was a neat event with a lot of the community showing up, and also the culmination of a long-term project. Intensely, we've been doing this for about the last 3 years as far as the research that went behind it and then the building project. But this has actually come up several times in our past to where this has been a dream for about a dozen years. So it's really great to have it here and ready to go.
What exactly is the Career Academy?
The Career Academy is a partnership with businesses, colleges, and the school districts. And I put districts on there because it's really intended to be more than just the Pella Community School District, but a regional effort. And this building is capable of having several programs which prepare kids to go both on to careers as well as on to additional training that will lead to careers. And so we have a lot of vocational areas. Those range from culinary arts to industrial technology, in information technologies, agriculture, the welding area has been a big component of that too. So all these things are coming together as well as health occupations to try and make it possible for kids to pursue things, not only to prepare them for the career, but to see if that even is a viable career for them. Are they truly interested in it?
Well, it's important to know if you think you're interested in something and then you really aren't. And it's better to know in high school than further down the road.
Absolutely. We often talk about kids can only select from careers that they know exist. And so this is an opportunity. If you've never actually been in a construction trades program and been out trying to build a house, you may think that's a great career for you, but it might not be. Or maybe it's something you never thought about, but I want to give it a try, and you find out, wow, I've got a passion for that. I really want to do that. So that's true with all these different areas. That's what we really want to see kids is go out, explore, try things, gain some expertise in it, and see if it's for you.
It's best to find out if you have a fear of power tools.
That would probably be a good idea, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking at this, just the first one, agriculture, and I see ag business management. I don't know how many times agricultural leaders in our community have told me about all the jobs there are in agriculture, in the business end of agriculture. Mm-hmm. If you can't get on a combine or a tractor, there are a lot of other careers related to agriculture.
You know, agriculture is at its heart a business, and I think that's what people have to see is that there are marketing opportunities in there, sales opportunities, management careers, all those things connected with that, in addition to things dealing with agronomy and the different side of the actual production capacity of that. So I think we have an opportunity now with our greenhouse and with the CASE curriculum, which is actually something new we've transferred to, so kids see that and then all the science that's involved in that. If you look at our classroom for ag, it looks like a science classroom because we're teaching the science behind it to help them understand that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst about the Pella Career Academy. Now, the culinary arts program, that's with DMAC, right?
Correct. That's a preparation program. It also helps you to get into that program more quickly, too, because there's a waiting list at DMAC to get into culinary arts. But if you've had these credits ahead of time, it accelerates you into the program as well.
I had an opportunity to go up to Ankeny and observe the students there. They have a lot of fun, and they learn a lot, and they go on to good careers.
It's a very professional organization, and I think that's what people have to realize is that our foods courses are not about your kitchen at home, although you can transfer those skills to that. They're about production situations, being able to be in a commercial kitchen, being able to produce things. Our students actually vacuum seal meals and then advertise them on a website as a marketing portion of their actual class. And those are usually sold out within hours after the website opens up because it reaches the capacity they can produce.
Really? Well, that's an interesting idea to learn the preparation and the marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the processing.
Yeah, it's the whole idea of this is a business, and we're actually in this to see if we can create it as a viable entrepreneurship for ourselves.
Now, health occupations. what's offered there?
Health occupations is really becoming a certified nurse's assistant. And you can do that at the level of the hospital and the care centers. And as we know in our Pella region, we have a lot of different need for this. And so these people are actually leaving very employable. They're certified. We've had almost 100% pass rate on the test as students come out of the program. And so they're immediately employable in our hospitals, in our nursing homes, in our different care facilities. That is actually taught at the hospital. They've actually dedicated space for us to be able to do that. So not only the clinical work, but actually the coursework is done there as well.
So you also make those contacts then that maybe somebody that's providing the training might offer you a job later on.
Absolutely. And when you get to pre-medical fields, whether it be nursing or being a doctor or physical therapy, this looks great on the student's resume. In some cases, it's even required that you have this before you pursue that career. So it's a nice building block for future careers as well.
Now, fashion and design, I bet that's a popular course.
It is. It's just a neat way for kids, once again, to explore, to see if that's something that they're interested in. When they matriculate on to other colleges, Iowa State has a good program in that. It gives them some of the foundational coursework in that and also helps them to understand, is this for me?
Well, the Iowa State program is pretty good, I hear.
Yes, it's got a good reputation in that, and it's one that sometimes fashion design coming out of Iowa, people don't make that connection, but there is a connection there, and it's a good place to pursue that.
Well, a buddy of mine from high school, his daughter went to ISU, and now she's designing clothing in New York.
It's a good way to travel the world. There's a lot of different potential for that.
Well, yeah, she went to Iowa State. So this can segue right into that.
Yes. All these courses, you get credit from DMAC, and DMAC has articulation agreements with all of our Regents institutions that those will automatically transfer then. Now, I don't want to leave Central out on this as well because they offer a couple of our different courses. We have a German class that they can take through Central, as well as a computer class, and our Teacher Academy, which actually counts as one of the first classes in the teacher prep program at Central as well. So all those Central credits are available too.
Tell me about the computer classes.
There are two computer classes. One is dealing more with the programming, the beginning aspects of the function behind the scenes of the computer, and that's the one that's taught through Central. The second one will be new this year, and it's actually taught by our IT department, and it's more on the functions of the actual hardware. And in the end, they will produce their own computer that they can build at different levels of complexity, and if they choose to and want to pay for the parts, they can take that computer with them as part of the program.
Now, the welding program you've offered for some time, and I've interviewed one of the teachers, it's pretty amazing that pretty quickly you can learn to be a welder. What was that, a three-week program or something?
When it's on-site at Vermeer, you can do that. Ours actually can last for the entire year, and so you get some great experiences in that. We have those kids for usually 90 minutes at a time rather than the traditional 45, so they can have a better chance to actually be foremen on the line, be able to set up and run it like they would in a manufacturing operation. Many of our students have already been employed in that, and they leave with the same skills they would out of some of those other training programs. And so we have a ton of manufacturing organizations in our community that want to hire those people. And kudos to Vermeer for paying for the instructor for that one, because that gives us the opportunity to continue to offer that.
Now, the construction trades, where do you find people going? Are they building houses, do you think, do they know how to build a house, or do they know how to work on a building? What do they learn in the construction trades?
It's a neat partnership with Habitat for Humanity. So they are actually on the site. I believe we're starting our eighth house in partnership with Habitat this year, and where they learn every aspect of building a home, from foundation preparation to framing to roofing to the finish work. They see it all as a course of that program. So some students are prepared to then go out and work with contractors. Some think maybe someday I'd like to open my own business. Others are just thinking, I'd like to just know this for my personal knowledge so that I can do my own home repair. And it gives them a great background to do that. This year, I believe that program is just about full, so it's been catching on again, and students are excited to do that.
You know, I grew up in the construction trades and learning construction, and sometimes when you're on a construction site and you're working there, you might not learn everything. Everything gets sort of highly partitioned, and so I guess you can transcend this. I mean, like, they want to be efficient. Maybe the same guy is doing something the same day over and over and over, and nobody else gets to do it because of efficiency. So this construction trades class, you might get a broader overall baseline of education than you would just starting out cold on a construction site.
Very possibly. And the other thing you'll see is that in between the time when our students are there, Habitat volunteers are there. And so you get to see what other people have done too, but you also won't spend a long stretch of time on the same piece, because you might get it started and somebody else is going to finish it for you. That moves you to the next phase of construction then.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst about the Pella Career Academy. Criminal justice. What are we going to do with that?
It's a great partnership with our police department. David Buchelman has been our teacher for that for the last couple of years, and we'll continue to do that this year. It's a credit-bearing class from DMACC as well, so kids can go on to that if they want to enter the criminal justice program there. But David just gives them a great experience with what the investigative process is like, what it really means to be a police officer, and gives them some practical experiences with that, and then is able to really expose them to that. Some kids think, yeah, being a police officer would be great, and same thing here. Some will walk away from this and thinking, that wasn't what I thought it was. That isn't for me. Others are on fire about it and want to go do that. And so I think that's a neat thing. Our police department has stepped up and said, we want to get kids into this career. We think it's a great career. That's why we do it as police officers. So I want to expose other students to that too.
Well, what's Project Lead the Way?
Project Lead the Way is a series of four pre-engineering classes, and it's actually a national organization that we've been working with for moving into our sixth year now. But it moves from the first class being principles of engineering, where there's basic physics principles behind engineering processes, to more of the introduction to engineering and design, which is about more of the computer aspects of it and more of the CAD programming, then into digital electronics, where they actually look at the engineering components behind electrical systems. And the last class is this will be the first year we have a chance to teach that, called Engineering Design and Development, where a student actually goes out to industry, finds a problem, proves that it's a problem, then comes back, designs and builds the solution to the problem, and takes it back to industry to propose it to them. So that's an exciting one. It's a neat problem-solving thing. If you look around the country, there are some really kind of impressive patents that have been passed by some of these students who've been through this program.
Wow. And when they're in high school, they get patents?
Yes. In fact, the remote cell phone car starter was a result of a Project Lead the Way student who has the patent on that now.
Wow.
So there's great opportunities, and just gives a chance for a student to fly and do what they can do.
Now, I'm just guessing that you're tied in with the different industries in Marion County, tied in with Vermeer and PPI and Pella Corp, et cetera, because they all need engineers, right?
Yes, and when this started years ago, the engineering component specifically was a program called PEERS, which now stands for Partnership for Excellent Educational Resources for STEM. And that has all the region's institutions, Central College, Vermeer, Pella Corporation, Cargill, and 3M. And they all start with our kids in third grade coming in and doing practical demonstrations to students to show them, here's what we can actually do with this. You're studying simple machines, here's how we use simple machines. You're studying water quality, here's what we have to do before we can even put our test water back into the sewer system because it's not clean and we're going to purify it first. All different pieces that they're able to do with that. And that then has led to all these partnerships in which just all the companies you've talked about plus more came together and said, this is something we're willing to support because we need these employees. We want our best and brightest to stay in Marion County, to come back to us. And so that's what we're trying to do, is to give kids viable jobs where they can be in their communities or take the skills elsewhere. But if we're going to keep viable opportunities for our students, we need to keep the companies healthy too. And this is our contribution to try and help that happen while they're contributing to the school to help us be successful as well.
Now, some of these courses lead into traditional college programs, but others don't necessarily. And this, I guess I'll harken back to advice my dad gave me. He said, I'm a first-generation college student. No one had ever been before. And he said, well, this college idea is great, but you're going to learn a trade. Mm-hmm. And so is that part of this, too, that maybe it's smart to know a trade, too, in case the college thing doesn't work out?
That's one reason to know a trade, but also to have appreciation for the trades, I think, is an important piece, too. To understand that it takes a lot of critical thinking ability to construct a house. You've got to think through what happens next before you do the step you're on right now, or you're going to mess up the sheetrocker when they follow the framer. Not everybody knows that unless they've had an experience with it. So I think there's a trade element to it, having that in your back pocket. Maybe that's the most important thing to you, and that's what you want to do, and that's awesome. We want to have very employable, talented people in all of our trades. And then also being able to say, I used to do that, and now I understand, I have a great appreciation for it, even though I chose to go on and do something else.
Early on in our conversation, you mentioned that it's not just about Pella High, that kids from other schools, you want them to come too.
Absolutely. That was the purpose in this building, is to be able to expand these programs and to offer it to other regional schools. We've had kids from Twin Cedars and Melcher Dallas check these things out, had an inquiry from Pleasantville last night. A lot of the Pella Christian kids are interested in doing those things. We want all those students to come in. If you look at that construction project, there's actually a parking place for commuters on the south side or the north side of the building. And that's really just to have those students come in, take their class, jump back out, get back to their school, and continue on with their day. And we really feel that that's a great opportunity. We have the space for the students to be involved. We want them to be.
Is that a conflict for them? Does that impact their other studies at their other school, or they just have to schedule that in?
It's a scheduling challenge is the biggest part, because they've got to have travel time. We're feeling that our Pella Christian students are going to be able to do that because they're so close. They can get back and forth relatively quickly. Some of the other students, maybe they'll want to think about taking a couple of classes while they're here rather than just taking one to make it worth their travel. And so as an example, we scheduled two of our Project Lead the Way classes back to back. So if you want to take two of them instead of one of them, it makes it worth your drive up here to be able to be involved in two.
And so what grades are we talking about?
It's possible 9 through 12. Obviously, since you've got to get here yourself, it's going to be mainly juniors and seniors that are going to be involved. But we really encourage people to check that out and see what's possible for them.
Anything else our listeners should know today?
I think just if you have questions about it, we're more than happy to help you out with that. Calling the guidance counselor at your school. Our principal, Eric Nelson, has been to the other schools to expose them to that. So their principals know about it, their guidance counselors know about it, and it's very open for everyone, and it's meant to be a regional place. So we really encourage everybody to check it out.
Thanks to Lowell Ernst for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.